Before you can even smell the aromas of a creamy coffee in your cup, there were journeys, meetings, and stories. The story of a bean. Millions of coffee beans. You are embarking with us today on a unique journey that will take you around the world. You certainly have your favorite destination, so we take you there for a tour. Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Indonesia, Bolivia. Not forgetting Ethiopia, the cradle of this drink and its special aromas. These countries have been the main coffee producers for hundreds of years because their lands between the tropics are conducive to the growth of coffee beans. These plants grow at high altitudes in humid and warm countries. We give importance on producers, on bean quality, and on getting it to our roast. But before arriving in our cup, the coffee cherry goes through many stages. After the rainy season, coffee blossoms and produces coffee cherries. Each cherry usually contains two cores facing each other. These are the nuclei that, once cleaned and processed, will become coffee beans. Cherries are harvested by hand before being sorted, washed, polished, and sun-dried. This will be followed by a long process of tests and selections to ensure the quality of the goods. Because only the best beans will be bagged and sent to consumer countries. After a long cargo trip, our beans arrive in Antwerp, the largest coffee hub in the world. Once docked, the beans arrive directly in the buildings of our partner EFICO. A valuable partner with whom we have worked for three generations and where we buy today no less than 250 tons of coffee per year. This is where the coffee is checked, weighed, analyzed, and tasted daily. Some beans will go to a library filled with boxes. This memory of coffees gives specialists a constant knowledge of the product. Professionals will once again select the best among the best. A crucial step in the coffee delivery process, as it will guarantee us beans of impeccable quality. But our bags of beans stay only for a brief moment in Antwerp, because the stock of our Namur Oys roastery is continually renewed with fresh grains. Today, coffee has become a real way of life. If you are there, it is first of all because you are a coffee lover. But you have also become real connoisseurs. You like to be able to choose the grind that suits you, but also the method that suits you to prepare your favorite coffee. Coffee crosses generations and never stopped to seduce us. Its quality has drastically evolved. More and more of you are buying roasted coffee beans because you enjoy grinding it yourself. The techniques of preparation are diversifying and becoming more complex. All of that to appreciate in the best way your precious drink. You are happy to taste origins to be able to select the one that will transport you. Coffee means with travel, memories. Olfactory memory is incredibly embedded in us. Coffee brings important moments of life, whether they are happy or sad. The term having a coffee is used daily, across all generations, regardless of the country, the culture, the lifestyle or the situation. The coffee is everywhere and brings us together. It is therefore essential to offer you a coffee of perfect quality, roasted with the utmost care. Since 1864, the Delahout family has been roasting coffee in the heart of the historic center of Namur. And this is still the case today, with the only help of our roaster, which is over 60 years old. The smell of coffee has never ceased to delight passers-by and tourists, curious to learn more about this passion for coffee that has managed to cross generations. In our shop, you will discover a wide selection of coffees but also teas, chocolates, biscuits, and other local grocery products, as well as the machines and accessories needed to prepare your coffee. Our salespeople are real enthusiasts and always happy to advise you. Eager to offer you a unique experience, the House of Delahout has grown. With its location and facilities, the Roastery of Soile offers you the opportunity to experience your coffee moment. Whether it is by enjoying the restaurant, during a professional seminar, a festive evening, our meeting rooms all equipped, during one of our barista trainings, or simply during a visit of our infrastructures, to know more about this exciting drink. Did you know that the coffee we receive is always packaged in bags of burlap? Like the ones you're sitting on today. Beans are green when we get them. We store them maximum 2 to 3 months in our stock. So inventory management is extremely important. The bags come from different countries and regions. We roast them one after the other and according to the demand. 60 kilograms in our large roaster versus 20 kilograms in our downtown store. Roasting is a fascinating process. The master roaster, through artisanal roasting, will be able to create the coffee he desires. Each bean, depending on its origin, terroir, variety, density, how it was treated after harvest, and many other elements, has a potential for flavors. Roasting sublimates this potential, and the master roaster is the artist, the conductor who coordinates the process. Each grain is different, so we need to adapt. As you know, the cooking time must be respected. A slow cooking process will respect each stage of grain processing. First, the bean will dry, then crack, slightly caramelize, crack again and cool down. The aromas and flavors are obtained only if the cooking method is respected. Once the coffee beans are roasted, it is up to you to choose how to consume it. Some will prefer simplicity. Others will opt for much slower but more complex techniques. Whether it's black, latte, wide, tight. Whether it's a blend or an original coffee. Close your eyes. Let the memories carry you. The journey is just beginning.